Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Have called me to this passage, and I'll follow though I'm worn. May this journey bring a blessing. May I
God, hallelujah.
Glory to your name, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord God. We worship you. We adore you. We magnify your name, Lord. You are worthy to worship and be all praise, O God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name. Father, we bless you. We thank you right now as we come before your presence tonight. Thank you for your word, Lord God. Thank you for this, even the fellowship or even the collaboration with your word, Lord God, as we come together on the court. Thank you for bringing every heart together tonight, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for a word from you tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, for even as you lead us and guide us in all truth. Thank you, Lord God, that your word is the final authority. As we speak your word tonight, we thank you, Lord God, for your word coming to pass, your word doing what it does, your word touching our hearts, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you as we surrender all to you right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Wash us, cleanse us, make us white as snow, Lord God. Let your word continue to cleanse us and make us whole. In those areas where we're strong, we're in the weak, Lord God, let us be able to say we're strong, Lord God, because of you and your word, Lord God. And you and your word are one. And we thank you for the change right now, the collaboration of you and your word in our hearts and our life. Thank you for the change now, immediately, in the name of Jesus, God. So, Father, we thank you. We come in a spirit of expectation tonight. We come in expecting to hear from you. And we're looking, Lord God, for results tonight of your word as we take in your word and apply your word to our lives. Thank you for the change. Thank you for the manifestation. Right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God, thank you that all things are well because of you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you. We come, Lord God, expecting tonight, but also move of you, Lord God, and thanking you in advance for what you're about to do. And so, Father, we bless you. We thank you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, there's none like you in all the earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Welcome to Every Word tonight. Amen. Where every word from God can change your life. Amen. We thank God for each and every one. Thank God for the station, the Blossom Radio Show. Amen. Well, we thank God for each and every one here. Amen. To make things possible. Without each and every one of you calling in as well, we thank God for you all hearing, coming to hear the word. Well, we thank ENG, amen, for each and every one here to also even allow us to be here, amen, to bring forth the word of God. So we thank God for, amen, for this opportunity as we get ready into the word. We want to go to Psalm 1, and as we go there at verse 1, and we're looking forward to what God is going to say and do tonight. Amen. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water, that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he do shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly should not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Tonight we're going to go kind of right directly into the word. Amen. And so we're going to just allow God to do what he desired to do. Amen. The way he desired. And so as we get into the word, we're looking at Psalm 1. And it's very familiar to a lot of us. We've all who've been in the word. We definitely know Psalm 1, like Psalm 91, and there's certain Psalms 23, there's certain Psalms, divisions of Psalm that we are used to it or hear a lot throughout our years of walking with the Lord, for those who have been walking for a season of time, for seasons, amen. So, but tonight we want to talk to you about, let's go to verse 3. And And he shall be like a tree planted by rivers, the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he do shall prosper. Amen. Tonight I'll talk to you about seasons change. Embrace it. Seasons change. Embrace it. Amen. So as we talk about a season, what is a season? A season is a time characterized by a particular circumstance or feature. You know, certain times of the year, it snows. Well, we know that's affiliated with winter. That's time of season that is in. So there's a time of the year characterized by a particular circumstance or feature. Amen. It could be a feature thing like the fair come around. This would be in October, around that time of the year down in the south over here. So we know this time of the year is fair season. Amen. So that's what happens. We expect it to come. Is it also a suitable or natural time or occasion? We do like the four seasons. You know, we're talking about, you know, winter, spring, summer, fall. You know, those are natural seasons, amen, that we deal with in this part of this earth cycle of growth, amen, and time change. In the indefinite period of time, you know, that time, once it's here, is gone. It's a time that's solidified and it moves forward. It's a part of the cycle of time, amen. Another definition that is a understand from that's the, a lot of from the natural standpoint. Now, we're going to deal with seasons from two different places here. We have the four seasons and we have the natural, but then we also now have the spiritual. Where in this part of the season is, okay, where the first part of the season, the four seasons are characterized by a natural clock, a natural time, natural space, natural cycle. That continues. That cycle does not stop. That continues on in pretty much the same stretch of time every year. But give or take, it may change, fluctuate a little bit because one may linger more into the other or vice versa. Or may have some bouts of winter in the fall or in the spring. You know, you may have a few days that got really cold, temperature lower than normal. So, we're talking about. Let's shift over to the other part of the season we're talking about, the season of the spirit. We deal with the spiritual. So here it is. One of the definitions for a season is at the right time. In this part of season, time is more than just in the cycle of a season, but time is not limited by seasons, or seasons are not limited by, let's just say it the way, seasons are not limited by time. When we talk about the spiritual side of season, seasons are not limited by time. Seasons are not limited by time. So what I'm saying is that just because it's been a month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, a year, doesn't necessarily mean that a season is over or that season has changed. So when it comes down to seasons in the spiritual realm, there's time does not define it. That time is not blocked in, is not blocked in by a certain length of time. So your season can be from a minute, a second, to years. It could vary different ways. It also means at the stages of we're talking about also it's a measure of time or space or events. So it doesn't necessarily have to go by a clock in the spiritual. It could be in the spiritual for us. It could be until certain things are done. Certain seasons will not end. I'm reminded of a movie that my family and I have seen before called Pete's Christmas. every night we're seeking. And this thing here, you know, some of us are older ones, our generation, remember Groundhog's Day. Every time the man will go to sleep, he'll wake up, and it's the same time. It's like if he was stuck in a time, you know, time spot, till one day certain things happen, and then he was able to move on in life. He was able to go forth in life. Well, even the same thing with Pete's Christmas. Until he did certain things, because he was a very selfish young man, he just always cared about himself and wanted things to be done his way. Well, until he did certain things, or until certain things happened, then he was able to go forward. So here is, for example, because, you know, he didn't, until he did make some changes, until he embraced his season, until he allowed himself to change, or he changed with the season, he was stuck in it. So when the spiritual was on the spiritual side of things, to where, okay, let me say, on the natural side, we'll have our four seasons, and like I said, it's going to be pretty much consistent. It's going to keep moving along, and as time goes on, it's going to keep moving along. But on the spiritual side, when it comes down to time, season, it's not boxed in by a limited amount of time, or until, you know, or a natural cycle or clock. No, it's according to, a lot of times, until we embrace it, or submit to it, until we change our hearts towards certain things or certain people. Some things will not change. Some people are, you know, stuck in the cycle of going through some changes. Why? Because if their heart will not change, God is not moving. If God has dealt with your heart about doing his will, and you keep finding every which way to fight it, and you're trying to make things difficult, you know what? Time did not make God. God made time. So on that note, God has all the time in the world. We can take 50, almost 100 years to try and get it right. God will not move. God is not moved by our tears and crying and complaining. Is the fact of the matter is, did you do what I told you to do? You know, our obedience helps us in our seasons. Now, our obedience or disobedience can prolong our season. Certain times, certain seasons. It can prolong it. It can cause it to go on and on and on. Like we said, to the break of dawn, it can go on and on. Amen. But it comes down to how we embrace this thing. If we don't, certain things that some of us don't do, some of us have habits that we have to break. Because if we don't change those habits, if we don't change our ways, we'll find ourselves stuck in the cycle of time. We're so stuck in certain seasons. So where we'll continue to go through these bad cycles, certain things keep on happening because our situation has not changed. We have not changed. And a lot of times it's the hard change with us that needs to take place for some seasons to pass over. Until, you know, some things take place, it's going to be a continuous cycle. Well, let's look at... Let's go back to the word. Amen. It says, blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Amen. Now, here we see, you know, as we get into the word here, blessed is the man, happy is that man that walketh not in the counsel, or, the, you know, people give people counsel, wisdom, or, you know, or information or help of the ungodly. Now, you know, the ungodly is one of those who not trying to submit to God, not trying to follow God. But you know what? They could actually be a Christian. It could actually be a Christian, but it could be someone who's not choosing to follow in God's way. It could be someone who's so carnal that their ways are enmity against God. They are not following the will of God, the word of God. And so their counsel can be deadly to us. Amen. Some of us right now, there's some people who speak into our lives that should not be. We're allowing too many of the wrong voices to speak, and that can lead to a lot of confusion, frustration, you missing seasons and missing times because of bad counsel. So be careful with bad counsel. You know, be careful with counsel that's not lined up with the word and will of God. Because we got to be careful when taking those counsels, because it can set us back and throw us off. Amen. And we go on, nor stand in the way of sinners. Now, there's two ways that can work. You can stand in the way of sinners. In other words, do whatever the sinners do, or do what people who don't know God do. Do what people who don't have a relationship with God do. You can go in that way, those practices, those ways. If we're not careful, we can go right into that. And then the other side of that is stand in the way of sinners. Well, because of your actions, because of your living, because of your decision-making, certain things you do can cause people, or I say not necessarily cause, but play a part in them not following the will of God. So we can make or break things, or we can prolong some things or cause some things to go off if we're not careful. Amen? Okay, so keeping this in mind, seasons change. You know, but if we embrace it, we need to embrace the change in order for the seasons to really to be able to shift and really move forward from the spiritual side. And because the natural side is going to take place, it's going to do what it does. It's going to be winter, it's going to be spring, it's going to be summer, it's going to be fall. But on the other side, when it comes to the spiritual side, that our seasons could be prolonged, or it could be expedited. And it says because we were so willing to receive it, willing to cooperate with it, some things can happen and it'll be over, and we can move right through it. Well, some people can go through stuff for a very, very long time. So, amen. So, amen. And let me go a little further. Further in that verse is, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. There's some people who are just scornful, just mean, just harsh. And that should not be the way of a Christian or a believer. And, we understand sometimes it's not going to be, every day is not going to be Sunday, and we're going to have moments to where we may not be as patient as we normally would be. And that can happen to anyone, that can happen to anyone. I mean, everyone is not going to be so much happy-go-lucky all the time. You have moments to where you might not feel like yourself. You have times to where it's not going to be, you won't feel so Jesused up. You might feel, just like, look, I just want to be alone. I just want to go find me a corner. Let me just find me a little tuck in the rug and just hide right there for a while. Just let me do my thing. I don't bother nobody. I don't know what bothers me. I want to go hide in a corner. But some people practice this thing, being scornful, mean, harsh to people all the time, constantly hurting people, constantly disrespecting people. That's not the way of God. So when we talk about sitting in the seat of scornful, we ought not be labeled among them. We should not be labeled to be part of those who do that daily, who practice that daily. Because if we have the Holy Spirit of God inside of us, then why are we the Grinch that stole Christmas every single day? We should not be the Grinch when it comes down to the world life. And let me say this too. Even with dealing with people who are unsaved, no, we don't have to do what they do, but love. But at the same time, we still need to show love. I mean, let's not get above ourselves and realize or think that, we don't have to. The Word of God tells us in John chapter 15 that people would know our love because of the way we treat and love one another. So if we're not showing love or treating each other in the ways of Christ, God and Christ-like, now we're being misrepresentatives of His truth, of the Word of God. We're not being true representatives of His Word. We have to be mindful of how we treat people, mindful of what we say. So scornful, that's what we can do. But His delight, His joy is in the law of the Lord. Amen. And in His law do He meditate day and night. That in order for us to get to a place where the Word of God is a delight to us, that means we have to constantly eat the Word. We have to make more, we have to really. And it takes work, in the sense of work ethics. It takes a desire to hear God's word. It takes a desire to eat God's word because, you know, your flesh don't want to sit there and just read God's word. Your flesh don't want to do that at first. But after a while, somebody say after a while, but after a while, after you train yourself, you discipline yourself. Yeah, let me say it like that. You discipline and train yourself to sit down, get that word, you know, and to sit down and make yourself, you take that word in. Even if it's a few scriptures a day, whatever it is, take that word in and allow the word to work in us. See, you know, people talk about reading the Bible, the whole Bible. Okay, that's great if you do. It takes nothing away from that. But that's not necessary. You know, you don't have to read the whole Bible from the back in order to be a good disciple of Christ. Being a disciple is one who was taught from one, or a follower, taught in as a follower. So in order for us to be true followers of Christ, it's going to take us being good disciples. And being a good disciple is going to take us being disciplined in his word. To be disciplined in his word is to get in his word daily. It's to get in his word, meditate day and night, think on it. Amen. That is something you have to work on because, like I said, that your flesh does not naturally want to do that. Your flesh is not going to be easy to do that. Your flesh will find every way to fight against that. But amen. But season, what I say, seasons change. Seasons do change to where your struggle is not the same anymore. What used to be a struggle, guess what? That season is over now. Now it's become a joy and a delight that when you get in a word, you can get lost in it. Then you can be found in it. Amen? You find yourself in the word after you've gotten lost in the word. Now you're found in the word. Now you're found in the word, now you can apply the word, walk out the word, live the word, be the example of the word. Amen? Show forth the word in your daily activities. My God. Hallelujah. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. So it takes more than just reading it one time and just walk away from it and never go back to it again. It takes more. Going back, read it, rehearse it in your heart. Apply the word and allow it to do what it does. Okay, verse, meditate day and night, think on it, rehearse it in your heart. And he shall be like a tree planted. I love this part. He shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water. The word planted means transplanted. You know, we go to a store, we go to Walmart, we buy a plant. It's in a plastic container. Of course, the bottom is in soil, and we have the top part of it. So what we do, we come home, we dig a spot in the ground, and we transplant it from one place, and we plant it. It's now planted. We take it out of that carton, we take it out of that plastic carton, and then we take it out there, and we put it into the ground, and we put the soil back on it, and now we cover it up, give it its own spot. Now we just transplanted. It's the same way even with the heart, with the organ. You can transplant an organ from one body to another. And see, and listen to this, catch this, y'all. The thing is about that, which can be tricky about it, is that even with being transplanted, okay, let's look at that verse again. He said, and he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water. Okay, so even though he's being planted by rivers of water, but just because you're planted by rivers of water, your chances are higher to be successful, but not always guaranteed to be successful. Okay, so when you grid that plant, you plant it, you take it out of the pot, and you put it into the ground, what happens is sometimes the plant dies. Sometimes the plant did not successfully connect with the new ground. Sometimes it may not have naturally connected to where it now is in a suitable place to grow. And if you're not paying attention to it, it can die off on you and you not even realize it. It can die. So here it is too. So when you're talking about being planted, that means to be transplanted. When you talk about taking from one place and putting place into another, this is your growth too. When you go from one place of growth to another, there should be life. There should be flourishing. There should be a greater flow of God going through you. Okay, so here it is. Because this tree is planted by rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season, now you're in a place because you, what shows success in any transplant is the fruit of it. Is productive. It causes the body to be productive again. The body is able to function properly the way it's supposed to, as if it was already there. So here it is. That tree now is planted by rivers of water. Now it's going to now progress on to not only grow but bring forth fruit in its season. See, we all have a time and a season to produce. We all have a time and a season to bring forth. And when we talk about seasons change, understand your season of being planted could be today, but your season of flourishing from the planting or the results of the planting can come forth tomorrow. To where you begin to have a constant flow of the word. You find yourself having a great desire to be in the church, be in the word of God, and you have a great desire of telling people about the gospel of Jesus Christ because you've been successfully planted where you need to be planted. Now you're flourishing because you're by the rivers of water and you're getting, your spirit is being nourished every day. You're growing and you're being planted in the house of God with people who love on you and treat you right. You can go get wise counsel. You all stick together. You all work together. All these elements begin to work on your behalf to where you find yourself growing, flourishing like a tree, like a cedar tree, strong and tall. Glory to God. Strong and tall. Amen. And at this time, we'll open up a line. If there's anyone who have any questions, comments at this time, the number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Amen. Press 1 to get in the queue box, and you can go ahead and, you know, you bring forth to speak. So at this time, so as we continue to look at that thing, so when you're planted and you're right in God, you're going to begin to flourish, you're going to begin to grow, and you're going to begin to produce. Hold that thought 1 second. Amen. I'm going to find one more to go along with that. To back up what's being said. Okay. Amen. Let's go to Okay, a couple of verses actually. Okay, let's go to 92, Psalm 92 and verse 13. Those that be planted, so see, that'll let you know, transplanted in the house of God, of the Lord, shall flourish in his courts of our God. Shall flourish, shall grow. See, because when you've been planted properly, that's why every church is not for everyone. Every ministry does not work for everyone. You have to be in the right place, the right time, and, of course, the right season. You know, you can go ahead of time and be out of season. You can go after time and be out of season. You can go in the right time, be on season, in season, and now is your time. So, you know, that's a very important scripture right there. Keep that in mind. So Psalm 92, verse 13 says, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. So you will have, you being planted will bring forth results. You being planted will bring forth fruit. You're going to flourish in the courts of our God. Okay, the trees of the Lord are, let's go to Psalm Yes, Psalm 104, verse 16 says, "The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon, which he hath planted." So your production will be based off a good transplant or good transplant will bring forth the harvest. It will bring forth flourishing. It will bring forth fruit. You'll be productive. Amen. You'll be productive the way you need to be productive. Okay, so going back to Psalm 1, amen. So he said, rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. Now, we're listening to reminded. So here it is. Remember this. When you are in or someone is in their season, we need to learn to celebrate others in their season. Because if we don't celebrate in this season, we find ourselves hating. Just an example. Okay, you are walking to, you're going to a gas station, and you're going, and all of a sudden, you look at a person, and you have these wrong, evil thoughts of, you know, I don't know who they think they are, this and that. You have issues, problems with somebody for no reason. They're minding their own business, and you realize because you're so focused on them and you're so caught up by who they are and you know what may have happened in the past or whatever reason that you hung up, you're so caught up in that too. Your heart ain't right. You're so caught up in that moment. And all of a sudden you remember, oh, man, I got to go back to the car and get something. Well, lo and behold, that person can go right in the store before you because, you know, you had to turn around. You was actually ahead of them. But now because you had to go back, you forfeit your spot. So here you forfeit your spot, and you go into the place, and all of a sudden they go into the place, and all of a sudden there's a million customers, 1,000 customers, and they get free gas for a whole month. All these different things happen, and you say, "Well, I was supposed to come in first, but I had to turn around." And all this stuff. See, because we so focused on other things. We're so focused on making some people's life miserable. We're so focused on, you know, we allow ourselves to go into a place in our heart that we should not go. So now where you should have walked in to be blessed, now you walk in, you miss your season. See, in other words, not being in the right spirit, especially when there's songs of celebrating for some other people, or just in general, we're not having our hearts in the right place, can cause us to miss our seasons. We can miss seasons of blessings where there are supposed to be some things that happen to you. God has divinely set up, but because your heart is stubborn, because you want to, you know, feel the way you feel, I'm feeling some kind of way, and you're just going on and off and just feeling all kind of way, and you will punish the world for the way you feel. Guess what? You can miss seasons. Matter of fact, you can block blessings for your own self. God be like, "Well, I can't bless you when your heart attitude's like this." And so here, there's some things that held up. Some seasons we have missed, and guess what? Some seasons we can't get back. Some things we may come back around. It may, but then if we're still not in the right place, we'll miss it again. Oh yeah, we all can attest to that. I believe there's some times we've all missed some places in God that we should have been in, and we missed it. And there's some stuff that he's redeemed the time. But bottom line is, if you're not being careful, mindful of your heart, you can miss seasons and times that God has set for you. But for fruit in his season, his leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever he do shall prosper. See, you're going to show fruit of life. You're going to have your leaves go. You know, one thing I noticed that those who are in Christ, and really in Christ, they retain a youthful look. They look young. They look younger than what they really are. Serving Christ kind of like turns back the time a little bit. There's some of them. I mean, I can, from what I've seen, is a lot of people I've seen that are actually look younger because of Christ. They look younger than what they really are. Now, you can say it's argument genetics. You could say that. But at the same time, I still believe because of the Bible says that those beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I do believe there's a place that physically we're contained or retained to where, you know, our youth is preserved. I believe that, it's a way that, God can work things out and do things to where your youth is preserved. And so it's good. I mean, it's good to know. And I remember years ago, I used to run in the street. And my mom said, boy, you're running the street too much as you're aging. But then when I came into Christ, it's almost like time kind of went backwards a little bit to where my youth was preserved. And that's where I've noticed personal experience. But, I mean, not saying it happens for everyone. But I do notice that a lot of people who are in Christ truly have the experience with God. Okay, amen. And some people say, man, you don't look your age. That's the Lord, But, amen. So as we go forth, amen, he said, whatever he do shall prosper. Why? Because you're in the zone. You're in that place in God. You're moving in His timing. You're moving in the season, and so it may look like everything you touch turn to gold, but you're just in your season. You're in your time. You're following your steps are ordered by the Lord, and when your steps are ordered by the Lord, now He's taking you where He wants you to be. Now you're on time for the blessing. You're on time for your divine appointments, and you find yourself walking into blessings. Matter of fact, you find yourself in the right place for blessings to overtake you. If you're not lined up with God, you will miss those seasons. You will miss your outcome. You will miss your pour over your outpour. Whatever it is God wants to do in your life, you will miss it because you're not in position. So your position in God, as far as not title, but your position in God, your posture in God, it makes a difference in your walk with God. It makes a difference when you're receiving from God. And if we're not lined up with God, we will find ourselves out of alignment with God. If we're not lined up with God, then we're out of alignment with God. Amen. If we're not lined up with God, we're out of alignment with God. So glory to God. So we have to have that alignment happening in order for things to fall right in our lives. Verse 4 says, "In the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away." And so what is that chaff? Amen. Then chaff. But it's the seed coverings and other debris separated from the seed in the threshing grain. So here it is, it's seed coverings. It's the skin, like a skin on the seed that comes off, and other debris separated from the seed in the threshing grain. So it separates itself from the seed, like an outer shell, and it's like a type of outer shell. So it means it's meaningless and it just blows away. So the ungodly are not so. But the ungodly, those ones who don't choose not to follow God, who are not in compliance with God, are like chaff which the wind will drive away. So because we're not plugged in with God, what we need to be not doing, we find ourselves being blown away or blown away. The other way to put it, if we find ourselves compromised, living a life of compromise and doing a bunch of different things, it will hinder us in that way. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. Amen. Because of those ungodly ways, because we're not doing the ways of God, it's going to cost us. Amen. It's going to cause you not to stand. Amen. Not to be able to flourish and not to be able to align and grow. Nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Amen. God is going to separate. God is going to say, well, the wheat and tares grow together, and he will separate. So in due time, so because of these things, it can cause a separation from God, separation from the people of God. It can cause us a reaction that will not prosper us. Amen. So sinners in the congregation, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. See, not only did God know the way of the righteous, but he's leading us in the way of righteousness, especially when our steps are ordered by the Lord. This is the time and season that we come into alignment with God. Don't let the enemy fool you. Amen. Don't miss God. Amen. Don't miss your season because of being out of alignment with God. Amen. So he said, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. That means go through things unnecessary, even death, even end of life. So it can cost us more than we will to bargain for, more than we want to be. We can be out of season That means not in season. That means you missed your time or before your time. And somehow you just off your time. You know, so your timing is off. It's just not working. You're not in place. So when the blessing does come, someone else can be receptive of that. Amen. So, amen. So understand seasons change. And if anyone needs a question, comments, concern, amen. The number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to get in the queue box. Amen. The question box. Amen. So seasons change. This brings to the point I understand seasons change. So going back to that Christmas, the piece Christmas too, I was telling you about, amen, that movie, what ended up happening is because he kept repeating everything, you know, because his heart was not right. He was not treating the people right. It was always about him. And so what happened, he decided making some changes daily to make it about everyone else and not just about him. And then that's what caused the cycle to be broken. So see, our obedience to God can help us to break forth out of cycles or help us to go forth and start new seasons. Or can, because our disobedience with God, it can keep us in some seasons, cause us not to be productive, may ultimately cause us out of our job or whatever situation may be. It will cost us more than we will in the bargain. But in these times, we have to hear the word and allow the word to deal with us. Amen. So we have to let surgery take place with that word. One word from God. Amen. Now let's go to one, I'm going to touch one more scripture. Let's go to, well, it's a couple. Ecclesiastes, verse 11, 1 through 6. Ecclesiastes 11, 1 through 6. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to seven, and also to eight. For thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. If the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall toward the south or towards the north, in the place where the tree falls, there it shall be. He that observeth the wind shall not sow. I wanted to get to that verse there. Some, you know, seasons change, y'all. Sometimes, you know, some things may not be like I used to be. And if we are not connected with God, if we're not walking in the will of God, if we're not listening to his voice. See, another part of this season is, too, being able to handle the weather, the change of the weather sometimes. Sometimes, even just because of weather change, doesn't mean the season is over. Glory to God. Just because the weather changed does not mean that the season is over. Some things could be still going on, or some things could be or could already be over. But so when we go through a rainstorm, that doesn't mean that the season is over. And you still could be in the season of sowing. Well, you may stop because it's raining, I'm going to stop sowing. Well, that's not the time. You're still in a season of sowing, then you haven't crossed over the place of reaping yet. So don't hold your hand too fast. Don't start looking at the wind and let that hold you back from giving. Don't let the winds and rains of life cause you to get back and start cheating God. Pay your tithes and offering. Do what you have to do. Be faithful to God. You know what I mean? Faithful to your covenant relationship with God. That you shall prosper. Amen. Everything has been set up in God to help you to go forward and prosper you, not to pull a fast one on you. No, it's always to help you. Amen. Verse 4, 5. As thou knowest not what is this way of the Spirit. See, the Spirit can lead us and guide us in one way or another. And if we're not in compliance with Him, if we're not following even the Holy Spirit, if we're not following the Holy Spirit, we can miss our season. Or be prolonging our seasons. So he said, thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her mother, of her that is a, with child. Amen. Even as far as the mystery of how a baby is formed and that process of growth, that germination time of a seed and going to fetus and child and everything, is amazing. So, but going through all those changes, we don't know how it, and we can't fully explain it. But it takes place and it happens without us understanding it. Amen. So God's not, you know, we're not going to understand everything that God wants to do in our seasons, but we just have to be obedient. Whatever it is he wants you to do, do it. Amen. Even so, thou knowest not with the works of God who maketh all. Everything we won't necessarily know of how God do it or why God do it. So I always ask a lot of questions of why God, why this or why that. So I'm asking why. The more you ask why, sometimes the longer you stay in the season because you're not mature enough yet. You're not ready yet. So here it is, some guy had to allow you to stand or in a place and be like a rotisserie, of, you know, rotisserie in the oven and sit you right there until he's ready to bring you forth out of that time in that season. So either this or that or whether they both shall grow shall be alike. So here it is too. You don't know what seed you sow that can shift your season. You don't know what time of obedience that you obey that could cause your season to change. You don't know what moment in God can be a defining moment and change everything that you do for him. Last scripture here. Let's go to Matthew chapter 14. Matthew 14, amen, verse 22. Straightway, Jesus constrained his disciples to go into the ship and go for him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. Hold on right there. It's a very key thing there. Jesus knew there was a time to gather with the people. There's a time to be with the disciples, but there was also a time to pray. You know, we can have friends and just connections, our connections and everything, but we have to be careful not to take the time out to unplug. Sometimes we need that time to unplug, so we can do what we best at the Lord. Okay, as we're going further. Departed to pray, and when the evening was come, he was there alone. Sometimes we need that alone time. The time just to be quiet before God in his presence and hear from him. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. Just because of the storms, you know, we go through storms, but that's no reason to stop going forward. That's no reason. Just because we're going through, just because the weather changed, that doesn't mean the seasons change. So, you know, you could be going through a time right now, trying to go forward, you know, wind blowing against you. Okay, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. Sometimes we're going to go through some seasons of contrary winds. Contrary waves. It'll be like we look like we're about to go under. We don't know how long we can hold on and maintain. But this is your season of going through. But you hold on. You're going through. You're going somewhere. That means even in your process of going, moving forward, this place that you're in is necessary for where you're going. It's necessary for you to be a part of it. It's necessary for it to be part of your life. It's necessary for you to progress on in God. So don't despise your challenges or your hard seasons that you go through or hold your head down like you want to quit, you want to give up. Don't. This is not the time to give up. This is not to hold your head down. This is not the time to allow the enemy to psych you out or to cause you to give up and quit. This is not the time for that. This is not time. You got to hold on. You got to keep fighting. You got to keep striving. Amen. You got to keep on pressing your way through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You have to keep pressing your way through. It's not the time to quit. Okay, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. That's between the hour of 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "Is it a spirit?" And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." Amen. And our seasons is going to look rough sometimes. We don't know if God is even there. It's going to be tough sometimes that, you know, you don't know what you want to cry, you know, drop, roll. You don't know what you want to do. But only you know this is not a good season right now because everything is happening that should not be happening. Praise God. So they're trying to press their way across, but the wind is contrary. The waves are pushing them back. You're going to have those seasons and times to where it's going to be that you can't make the progress that you want to make, but that's not the time to give up. You keep on fighting. Listen, keep on powering forward until Jesus gets there, until his glory moves on your behalf, until he shows up on your case. I mean, he's already there. But sometimes it takes faith to operate. It takes faith to activate God to move. Amen. So, but straightway, Jesus is saying, he said, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." See, in this season, the Lord is going to identify himself and show you himself. You got to hold on. And the reason why I didn't do the prophetic moment, because some is going to come prophetic to you tonight. Some of you are in your season right now to experience Jesus like you never experienced before. This is your season, your time to go through, to press through, to break through, and that place, that new place in God that he wants you to be. There's some things that he's restored up, and he's about to allow to be released on your behalf. And listen to me, one word from God can change your life. One word from God. This one word from God tonight can change your life forever. Glory to God. And he's verse 20, it says, and Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be you, bid me come unto thee on the water." He reached out to Jesus and created a possible moment. That's what Peter did. See, sometimes it's going to take you getting out the boat. It's going to take you walking on water in order for you, for your season to change. Some seasons won't change because we are confined to a boat and we're safe. And we don't want to be challenged. We want to step out. Listen, some of you are sitting watching Jesus move on the waters of your life. You're watching him. And you know that's him. You know that's God. But you are fighting. You're fighting, you're resisting, you're trying to figure your way out, but God already worked it out, it's already done. So you're watching Jesus move in people's lives, and he's trying to tell you, come. Oh, God, he's trying to tell you, come on, don't observe the wind and hold back your hand. Don't do that. He says, and Peter said to him, "Lord, be you, bid me come." And Jesus said one word, come. All Jesus said after he said his intro statement, he said, come. And just like that, one word from God changed his life forever. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, see, Peter got in the ship. One word caused Peter to get out of the ship. One word caused Peter to do the impossible. One word caused him to walk on water. And he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Jesus has to be our focus. We have to get focused through our season by keeping our focus on him. Keep your focus on him so you can fight through and press through, walk through your season. This is not the time to give up, but this is the time to embrace your season. Embrace it. Embrace it. Embrace your season. Embrace your time. Embrace it. Don't hold back now. Amen. You're almost there. You're coming through some things. He said, come. And when Peter was coming down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind. Keep your eyes on Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. Fear and faith cannot work together. Keep the faith. Hold on to faith. Sometimes fear is the thing that you got to use to stand still and see the salvation of God. And bringing to sink, he cried and said, Lord, save me. See, Peter still demonstrated faith. He still demonstrated the power of God. Because how does someone begin to sink? Either you're on the water, you're through it, whatever it can be. But to begin to sink in the ocean, water, how is that? How is that even possible? So even in the midst of Peter's doubtful moment, he still was operating in God. His faith still was working on his behalf. Okay? And he said, verse 31 says, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. Listen, Jesus supernaturally stretched forth his hand beyond the norm to catch him. And said to him, O thou of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt? What area did you doubt in your season? What area are you doubting? In your season right now, what area are you doubting? Are you doubting the fact that God's word, are you doubting God? Are you doubting his word, that he will keep his word? Are you doubting that the people God has sent to your life, that they will not be who God has called them to be? Amen. What is the case? What is it that you're feeling? What is it that you're allowing, you're entertaining, that's causing you not to experience God? What's causing you to find yourself drawn back to the will of God? So we have to face those facts. Where did our faith, he said, O thee, a little faith, wherefore did you doubt? What did you doubt? That I was going to save you? What did you doubt? That I had you? That one word was strong enough for you to step out and come forth. What was the other word that caused you to draw away, stand back? See, we have to look at it and be honest with ourselves. What is it that's holding us back? Okay, he said, and when they came into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they were there. The ship came and worshiped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God. That was enough for them to see that he was the Son of God. And verse goes on, and when they were going over, they came to the land of Gennesaret, and when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all that country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased, and brought some, besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. See, and Jesus had a night to where he was performing a miracle with the people and everything. That he has some, he sent disciples on. He has some good, strong, alone time. And he had looked strong, alone time with God, the Father. Then he began to come into challenges. Amen. He began to, the enemy to try to bring all kind of things to get you to quit, trying to get you to give up on God, to not even believe God in his word. And so when all this happened, now he's progressing forward into where now God has worked some things out to where now as he's going forward, he's seeing the hand of God moving on his behalf. He said he besought them that they might touch only the hem of his garment. See, because of one assignment accomplished and having the right heart to do it, it caused another to prosper. So, amen. So, as we see this here, we see where God wants us in our hearts to be right in order for us to hear and have experience than we need to be. This will take a sacrifice greater than ourselves. This will take a greater sacrifice. This will take us looking beyond ourselves and realizing that God is able. He's keeping us from falling. So glory to God. So amen. Thank God for his word tonight. If there's anyone right now at this time who does not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you need to be saved. Amen. This is not time to allow pride to come in, but this is truly an altar. Amen. And we want God to touch and bless each and every one, amen, who's on here, having experience with God. Amen. So even going forward, we, as we see the Lord moving on our behalf, we're going to trust him with all our heart, lean not to our own understanding, and always acknowledge him, he shall direct us. So, amen. If there's anyone now at this time that who may have a question, comment, need prayer, this is the time. Amen. 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Yes. Amen. Glory to God. Well, praise God. Well, we thank God for the word tonight. Amen. Did the word touch your heart? That you were able to receive. Amen. All right, we have a call. Amen. Come on forward. Amen.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Good, and you?
Good. Doing great.
All right. Hey, this is Brother Sean from the Facebook.
Hey, man. God bless you, man. Good to see. You. Good to hear you on. Glad you
on. Oh yeah.
Tonight.
All right. I just want to touch a comment on the last scripture you came off with when Peter was on a boat with Christ.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
All right, yeah. The boat is our life. And we have to have Christ in that boat, which is our life, for him to control.
Amen.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Amen. Amen.
Yep. And
you see, it's, go ahead.
Yep, go ahead. Go ahead.
No. I'm listening. Go ahead.
And for us to, first Peter was the first one to ever, like, gravitate on water because Christ bid him to come. So that's how we should be, too. We should, when he bids us to come, we should come.
Yes.
And pardon me 1 minute. Hold on. That's why we have to keep our eyes on Christ so we won't fail in our life circumstances.
Yes, true.
And those true. Sometimes this, we got to watch out, too, because the devil sends storms, like the distraction he was talking about, to keep our eyes off Christ.
Yes. Yes, amen. True. Yes. And see, that's the thing, you know, we're living and we're on this board of life. And sometimes to get to have the greater experiences, it's going to take getting out of the norm, getting out of the box. And it's in order for us to really be able to get out of the box, it's going to take a Christ move. For other ones, like for instance, like I said, we have our regular four seasons. Technically, mm-hmm. I'm saying this too. Technically, we have the spiritual laws. I mean, the natural laws of the what goes up, what comes down, as far as gravity, laws of gravity. But gravity is gravity, as far as with the earth. But it can be altered by the spirit. God is the one that can alter, change it if He desires to. So even though there's a law up and down. But God can cause things to be changed. He can change it because he's able to do it. And so it's going to take a supernatural move sometimes to get us through our natural moments. In order for God to show himself strong, we have to sometimes get out the boat of life and really stretch forth and keep our eyes on him and step out and go where he is. I'm telling you,
Lord.
It's going to take that sometimes in order for us to go through. It's going to take a supernatural divine moment to get through a natural situation that may have been sent to knock you out. You know, it's going to take that supernatural experience with God in order for us to be sustained, kept, broke through, and overcome the situation. It's going to take one word from God to get us out of the boat and over into our victory place, and then go back to the boat changed.
Woo,
Peter
yes,
was
Lord.
Never the same after he walked. He got to walk on that water and go back to that ship, the boat.
Yes, Lord.
Because he took a leap of faith, a walk of faith that's never been done. Because why?
Yes.
Because he was hungry for God.
Yes.
He was hungry. Peter realized that, you know, as long as he was safe, he would not experience the great things of God. See, as long as we're safe in our little nice cubby, we never stretch out. We never stand still and see the hand of God.
Yeah.
But when you love
God,
you love God, you have a hunger for God.
Yeah.
And that's why even the season that you're in right now, you may be seeing some things that, Lord, I don't know what's going on right now. See, but just because we don't understand doesn't mean that God's not on our case. Just because we can't see what we want to see doesn't mean that God is not moving things on our behalf. Just because we're not seeing, we don't have our results, doesn't mean that God is finished.
Amen.
Oh, my God. He's not finished.
Yes, Lord.
He's not finished yet. Don't you dare throw in that towel. You pick that towel up, you wipe your sweat, and get back on your faith walk. You will get
Amen.
To walk on the water. Walk it and see and watch and see what God's going to do. So God
Amen.
Bless you, man. I pray you, God is doing some things right now, and we cannot don't let our natural eyes hinder us from our supernatural results that God want to give us.
Amen.
Shoot. Don't let your eyes fool you, because God, just because we can't see God, just because we can't trace Him, does not mean that God is not there. Does not mean He's not working on behalf. So be encouraged, my brother. Be encouraged. Know God is working on your behalf today.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you. Well, thank you for coming on tonight, man. Can I pray for you before you go?
Yes, yes, yeah. I was going to ask you for that, too.
Look at God. Okay, praise God. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, give you honor,
yes, Lord.
We thank you for touching him right now, Lord. I thank you for moving on his behalf in Jesus' name. Thank you for even causing things to be that they may look like a certain thing right now. But let him speak. Huh? Let him speak
Lord.
And call those things to be not as though they are. And we thank you, Lord God, that because of the activation of his faith, Lord God, you will cause him to support the boat and walk on the waters unto you. In the name of Jesus, oh God, navigate him, oh God, even through the waters, on top of the waters, oh God, as he walked this thing out. Thank you for the manifestation of change. Thank you for his heart being fixed. Oh God,
you
said in your word, oh God, that we would not be moved by evil tidings or bad news, but his heart be fixed, trusting in the Lord. So thank you for his heart to be fixed tonight, for him to be locked in, shackled down, trusting your word, oh God, and not moving,
thank
oh God.
You.
Give him that pit bull faith, oh God, that he will hold on, locked to, and never let go, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let him not be moved by what's said, not be moved by what is said, not be moved by what's being done, not be moved by what even the enemy want him to think. Oh God, we thank you,
Lord
God, but he will stand firm in his faith. He
thank
will not be moved, Lord God. Let him stand firm. Let him be like a fortified city in his faith, oh God.
Yes,
let him be built up, strengthened, oh God, and encouraged in the name of Jesus, oh God. No weapon formed against him shall prosper. No matter who it comes through, no matter who says or speaks it, oh God, it will not prosper against him in the name of Jesus, oh God. And thank you, Lord God. That you're calling him in his season. Matter of fact, we speak now for a shift in his season right now. Lord God, we thank you that the old season has passed away. Behold, all things become new. New season, oh God. New season, oh God. New season, oh God.
Yes.
Oh God, let this season be a season of fire. The fire
thank
of God. Consume everything that's not like you, oh God. Everything is not even, everything has been sent to be a resistance to him. Lord God, we move it out of the way. Lord God, we sever down, we cast down, we throw down. We come in the spirit of Jeremiah tonight. We're casting some things down, throwing it down, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for you building him up, strengthening him. Lord God, cause him to soar, cause him to flourish like never before. So, Lord, thank you, Lord God, for covering this family tonight, even for those who's close upon his heart. Thank you, Lord God, for his prayers and heard. Thank you for moving on his behalf in Jesus' name. And thank you for that,
thank
even
you,
that impossible thing that looks, that's looking at him right now. That looks impossible.
Yes.
That thing that's stubborn. It just will not go away. But, Lord, we speak death situation. We speak this, the power of God, to move upon that situation, oh God. You are the author and finisher of his
Jesus.
And, Lord, you have the beginning and you have the last word in everything. So, Lord, thank
God.
You for moving on his behalf right
Lord.
Now. In the mighty name of Jesus,
thank
oh God.
You,
show yourself strong,
thank
Lord
you,
God. Let him see you have heard your his prayers. Let him experience and know that you're moving on his behalf. Let him feel in his heart that it's already done. In the name of Jesus,
God.
We give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother.
You're welcome. God bless you, man. And definitely come back on again. We definitely enjoy you.
Yes. When will you be doing this again?
Every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Every Sunday night.
Okay.
Same time each week. Yes, sir. God bless us. Amen. Yeah, so we'll be back here next week.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Well, amen. Well, you have a blessed week this week, brother, and go forth, speak to those mountains, and command them to move. It's your time.
Amen.
It's your season. It's a new
amen.
Season.
Amen.
Things got to change.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
God bless
amen.
You.
Right. Anyone else at this time? Amen. Amen. 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, press 1. Amen. The oil is hot tonight. The oil is burning. I'm telling you, come on in. Come on. Don't hold back now. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
apostle.
You. Yes.
Hello. Hello,
yes,
my career.
Okay. Amen. What would you want God to do for you? Amen.
Right now, just general prayer to cover everything that's going on right now.
So say that again?
Just a general prayer to cover everything that's going on in my life right now.
Okay. Well, I understand this. I definitely understand what you're saying. But to cover everything in your life right now, it's going to take more than a general prayer. But God is able.
Okay. Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. I speak to the prophetic winds to the north, south, east, and west. Call forth the release now. Change come in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for shifting winds. To shift the sail of her boat, the boat of life that she's on right now, shifting, changing her season as we speak now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, thank you for a supernatural experience. Lord God, let her hear the word of Jesus come. Cause her to step out of the framework, step out of the boat, oh God, onto the supernatural waters of life. That you're calling her to, that she keeps her eyes on you, Lord God. There's nothing impossible to her that believes.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God. You're about to move on her behalf. Matter of fact, you've already begun. Things are shifting right now. Things are moving right now. Things are beginning right now. In the name of Jesus, oh God. I see some things happening with some children. I see some things happening with the finances, oh God, turning some things around. There's been blockages, blockages. We break every wall down, every blockage, crushing it now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for the power of the Holy Ghost now. In Jesus, even some relationships are about to change. Changing even relationships in her life now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Roboshi. Move now. We speak to the storms. We command the storm to hush, to stop. Oh God, Mama Shia Robosha, cease and be still. We thank you, Lord God. We speak right now in the name of Jesus, God. We release on her behalf the word of life to cause change to take place now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for moving by your spirit, oh God, for causing, believing the ways of life to work on her behalf.
Yes, Lord.
I see, Lord God, I thank you for even helping her, even as the disciples were in the boat. And the winds were, and the waves were contrary. Other words, making things harder than it had to be.
Yes.
Thank you for causing the winds and the waves to shift, turn. Now the wind beneath her wings, or beneath her sail, behind her sail, will now help push her forward, which she's not strong enough to stand on her own. Thank you, Lord God, that even those contrary waves would now be waves that will go along with her, will help push her along in Jesus' name. Thank you for turning everything around that it now works on her behalf. It works along with her to strengthen her, to empower her in the name of Jesus, God. Against the witch. Those ones have been speaking ill against those ones that have been plotting against, those who were sabotaging against. In Jesus' name, we crush every plan, every plot in the name of Jesus, oh God. Expose it now in the name of Jesus, oh God. It will not prosper against her. Matter of fact, oh God, we render the enemy powerless now upon her life in the name of Jesus, oh God. Every area, and matter of fact, we speak upon her life to close doors that cannot be opened. That's where the enemy has been trying to slide in and slide out. We close the door now. The trap, every trap door to be closed in the name of Jesus, oh God. As a matter of fact, even the disguises of the wolf and sheep clothing that have been entered into her life, we expose now the hearts of those men. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for touching her body to be made whole. Heal from the top of her head, so her feet. I call her body healed, healthy, whole, divine health now. Strengthen her. Strengthen her. Strengthen her where she's been weak. I speak against every weariness, every weary feeling, every dizziness, every dizzy spell. We speak to those things now. We command them loose, leave now in Jesus' name. We speak to them to the eagerness in the body. We command her body to be healed now, healthy, whole, in Jesus' name. And we speak right now to her life. Thank you for everything that fall in place, oh God, in Jesus' my name. Thank you once again for the children, for the children, for the children. I don't know what it is for the children, but thank you for the protection for the children, keeping the children. There's one particular one that's been going through some stuff. I thank you, Lord, for God, that she's been praying. Oh, God, we thank you for healing, even for that one that has gone through some rejections, hurts, some pain, that's dealing with life a little differently right now. Touch. Heal, set free, deliver. In the name of Jesus.
Lord, we
thank you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, that she's won. Thank you, Lord. In spite of the way it looks right now, she's won. In spite of the way it feels right now, she's won. In spite of what's said right now, she's won. In the name of Jesus. We give you praise, give you honor and glory, and it's finished. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord God. Put a hedge of protection around her and her family, Lord God. Keep them. Oh, yes, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You be blessed. Hallelujah. And once again, it's good to hear your voice. It's good to hear your own. And thank you, Lord. Huh. Okay, I see why everything came together. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. So, Father, I thank you also, Lord God, for removing every stipulation, everything that the enemy has been trying to hold up or hold back. I thank you, Lord God, for not only rejuvenation, but, Lord God, even restoration, restitution in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you for divine restitution working on her behalf now. Areas of finances that she have no idea. Lord God, thank you for the release now. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for the release now, Lord God. Let that money find her now. In the name of Jesus. Give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. It is finished.
Amen. Amen.
Bless you. You're welcome. God bless you, daughter. Amen. All right. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Anyone else at this time? Amen. Anyone else? Glory to God. Amen. Anyone else? Thank you, Jesus. 347-945-5416. Press 1 to speak. Amen. If you have a question, comment, need prayer at this time. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God for the move of the Spirit tonight. My God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Yes,
hello?
Good evening. How are you doing? Hey.
I am well. How are you?
Doing good. And yourself?
I am doing well, but I would like prayer, please.
Okay. What can we cover for you tonight?
Well, for strength, for a renewed, I guess, motivation.
Okay.
Yes, in the things of the Lord, a renewed motivation and determination, I guess I would say.
Amen. Lord, we thank you for an upgrade. We thank you for a new start. We thank you, Lord God, for just to create the fire once again, restarting the fire. We thank you for the passion, Lord God, bringing back the passion of your word, Lord God, to her, even as she began to live out Psalm 1 and 1 through 3. Oh God, let her we write it upon her heart tonight that she would not forget as she goes back to rehearse those three verses, oh God, that those verses begin to ignite inside of her heart, that will cause a passion that will never quit, that will cause a fire that will never burn out, that will cause a desire that will never go dry. Move now. In the name of Jesus, oh God, thank you for a focus to be renewed. In the name of rejuvenate her strength, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for the well of mind shall stir up the well of life on the inside of her. You see, out of her belly shall flow rivers of living water. Stir up those living waters now. Let there be a mighty flood on the inside of her that she will not be able to hold back your word. Let there be a fire that will burn up in her, Lord God, that will cause her to be consumed in your presence, oh God. We speak to her and our mind is her, even her prayer life, oh God. Begin to change that prayer life in the name of Jesus, God. What used to be comfortable, familiar, now change it, oh God. Shift it in the name. She will not be comfortable. Go back to doing what she used to be doing. Thank you for shifting, changing now in Jesus' name. Even her worship, oh God. Touch, let there be a fire upon her worship. Let there be a sound released from out of her mouth, oh God, that will cause, oh my shit, that will cause a fire within her to be released in Jesus' mighty name, oh God. Let there be a passion to begin to arise up in her, Lord God, to get in your presence and worship. Like never would she will passionately worship in your presence, oh God, that she will hear the sound, oh God, of worship. She will move by the spirit of the music, oh God. That she will be moved by the passion and fire on the inside of her. She will not run out or run dry. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Begin to also cause her to speak some things. There was a time that she wanted to speak some things. It may feel a little funny, a little, this will feel kind of awkward, feel kind of weird. No. But we thank you, Lord God, because your ways are not ours. And we thank you, Lord God, that you will give her the words to speak and that she speak the words of life, even though it may sound crazy from the natural standpoint, but it will make all the sense in the world. Into you, in Jesus' name, Lord God, we thank you that the Spirit, it makes so much sense. Thank you, Lord God, for letting there be a fire within her mouth as she speak the word, as she speak
yes,
it, she speak, igniting things on fire in the name of Jesus, including her faith, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we thank you for strengthening her right now from top of her head to her feet, oh God, that she will be strong. Thank you for giving a stronger connection with you.
We
thank you, Lord God. Reconstruct her foundation in you, Lord God. Reconstruct, Lord God, her, even her walk with you, Lord God. You begin to cause her to begin to read the word in place that she never thought she'd be sitting there reading the word in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Even as she begins to even look at her phone, or even the Bible apps that she began to use like never before, she will find herself, oh God. Oh, God, even in the doctor's office, even in the grocery store, find herself going to the Word, oh, God, at the most awkward time, but yet it makes a lot of sense because her spirit is hungry.
Thank you,
thank
Lord.
Thank you for bringing back the hunger and the thirst for you that she will not,
God.
That she can be fulfilled. So we thank you, Lord God, that passion to grow shall return now. Matter of fact, we thank you that it's returned. Start on like never before in the name of Jesus, God, that she would not be moved, she would not be stopped. And I thank you, Lord God, for those who, well, matter of fact, there's some people, Lord God, in her life right now that has been sent in her life, but Lord God, some are not cooperating with the call that you've sent them into her life for.
Jesus.
Some are leaning to their own understanding and not following you.
Yes, God.
Some are trying to do it their way and not your way, God.
My God.
Thank you, Lord God, for the assignment on their lives. But, Lord, thank you for them being
compliant
and following and doing what they're supposed to do in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
so, Lord,
God.
If they choose not to follow you, Lord God, remove them. Of her life.
My God.
Cancel the assignment and bring someone else who will. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for the shifting and the changing of the guards. The Lord God, you will send into her life. Well, matter of fact, they will not sit there and pull from her and take and always draw from her. She would not be so depleted to where the place of danger. But Lord God, we thank you for you sending the people in her life that will deposit. And not only withdraw.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Deposit. And I thank you, Lord, God. I see you also working on some things, some personal things that he want to work with you in you about some things that he need to have a one-on-one with you about. Amen. Some things that's going to bring forth and change some things for you with your cooperation.
Lord.
It's going to change some things. There's some things that you desire to change and stop. But the Lord needs you to trust him and allow him, let him come in, let him deal with it. Give it to him. Stop fighting it. You've been trying to fight this thing by yourself for too long. It's wearing you out. You can't do it by yourself. This is why he's in your life, to help you where you are broken. Thank you, Lord God, for making it real. And I also see him healing you from past hurts. Glory to God. We thank you for healing her. Methods for some devastations. Not even just past hurts. Not even simple stuff. But stuff that has been cut deep, that has left you some vulnerable, some areas that is broken. And, I mean, this is really some attention is needed. Holy Spirit, thank you that you are the comforter. Comfort her now. Thank you for healing, restoring right now. Touch her life now. In the name of Jesus,
Lord.
Even the fiery darts of the wicked that's been shot on her back, we pull them out. We pull out every dart in the name of Jesus, oh God, and we heal. Thank you for pulling out every dart and heal. Heal, set her free. Heal, spirit, soul, and body. Heal. Even her self-esteem has taken a blow. Heal now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that she will see her worth. She will know her worth in Jesus' name. That she will not go along with nothing, but she will stand up for all things. She will not settle. No settlement needed. No settlement needed. You don't need to settle. Don't settle. Stand and stand firm on the word and get what you deserve. Deserve what you get. Amen. In the name of Jesus. No settlement needed. No settlement. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank
because if you begin to settle, you'll begin to lose. And God don't
thank
want you
to
lose. In the name of Jesus.
Thank
Father,
you, Lord.
Thank you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus for moving on our behalf now. Thank you for this is a season of restoration. Even this season of restitution. Matter of fact, there's some thieves and coming and took some things. Thank you for restoring and bringing it back. Matter of fact,
thank
she knows
you.
She knows who they are. The Lord, thank you for dealing with their hearts. And matter of fact, she can call a few and tell them by themselves and for them to get things right. So, Lord, thank you, Lord God, for helping. Give her instruction. Thank you, Lord God, for even touching their hearts to do what's right.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, the Lord wants you to, he wants you to change your prayer time, amen. He wants you to be definitely more consistent but more time spent in prayer because it's going to take prayer to shield you. It's going to take more prayer to build you up, to strengthen you for your daily walk. Matter of fact, when you look at it, on the scale of the prayer that you have, the prayer life that you have now is not sufficient for what you're facing. You have to bring it on up some more to be able to really deal with where you are in life. It's going to take more of God to bring out, to help you more. It's going to take more of him. So, Father, thank you for helping her to be encouraged, that she will begin to even allow herself to be lost in your presence in time.
Thank
that you will build her up and give her everything she needs daily to go forth and be divinely successful. So, Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for moving according to your word in her life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
did
you
any
so
of that
much for that confirmation.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You're welcome. I'm glad I was just going to ask you, did any of that make sense to you? Amen. Amen.
Yes.
All right. Okay, well, praise God.
Thank you so
thank you
much.
For calling. You're welcome. And thank you for calling in, and may God continue to bless your week and make it glorious. Amen?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Amen. Glory to God. One more, if there's any more, one more left. If there's any more, let me one more. Amen. If there's anyone at this time, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 347-945-5416. Press 1. 347-945-5416. Press 1. And you'll be in the cue box. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone else at this time? Amen. Well, praise God. Praise God. Well, we thank the Lord for how he has moved tonight. And we pray that you've been blessed. And that you got everything that the Lord has for you tonight. I pray that the word touched you as well. Amen. And we pray that you've received, even for those who received prophetically, just who, whatever the Lord is speaking through the word of God to you, that you've received everything that you need. And we pray that you take that word and apply it to your life and see God move on your behalf. Watch God. Watch God. Father, thank you for each and every one that's on this line who came on. Touch them on this week, that they will have supernatural experiences on this week, Lord God, that by the time next Sunday comes, they will be able to have testimonies of how you moved on this week. So thank you, Lord God, that you and your word are one, and your word is real. Thank you for moving on their behalf in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you for moving on our behalf. Lord, I'm expecting to be in that number as well for me and my family, Lord God. Thank you for moving on our behalf in the name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you for showing yourself strong. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise, glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, hallelujah, amen, amen,
amen,
amen. Well, God bless you all, amen. May God continue to bless you and take you into a great week this week. And thank you all for being on once again. It was an awesome call tonight, amen. And then thank God for amen for Pastor, amen for doing for leading us tonight and for having the line together for us. And we thank God for just for each and every one, for God just showing himself strong for you. Amen. We expect it. Go with the great expectation of God's manifestation on this week. Amen. God bless you all. Have a good night. Amen.
Good night.
Let it be.